Madam Chair, dear colleagues, Madam Chair, distinguished High Commissioner, first of all, I should like to extend to you, Madam Chair, on behalf of the Togolese government delegation, I should like to congratulate you on the work you've done heading the Bureau of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees since your election. And this election was simply the logical consequence of your commitment to humanitarian questions. I should also like to extend the encouragement of the Togolese Republic to the High Commissioner for Refugees, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for the efforts by the HCR in coordination pretty much throughout the world, in particular in the present context of multifaceted crises which have made it even more difficult to manage refugees and IDPs. Madam Chair, the Togolese delegation endorses the statement by the Republic of Congo on behalf of the African group and takes this opportunity to repeat our commitment to the cause of refugees. Togo remains a host country for refugees coming from from many different places, and the commitment of our government to provide the necessary protection and assistance. Refugees and asylum seekers on our territory come at present from 27 different nationalities, and many different activities are undertaken to help them. As you know, 2023 was marked by a movement of IDPs in the northern part of our country, coming primarily from Burkina Faso because of the security crisis in the Sahel and the way in which this led to a flow of asylum seekers to coastal West African countries, despite the complexity of the context where it's difficult to identify bad actors, in other words, people who have committed terrorist acts but disguise themselves as asylum seekers. Togo has applied the principle of non-refoulement without discrimination to all people who have sought refuge in our country. We have moved towards a simplified registration procedure to have massive registration. The action to protect and assist by the government and its partners include support in both food and non-food stuff to displaced persons, refugees, and IDPs, strengthening capacity of local administrative and security and humanitarian host populations and refugees with respect to civil and humanitarian nature of asylum, international protection, social and peaceful cohesion, strengthening centers for justice and taking on board cases of gender-based violence, laying roads, building health centers and schools to allow for basic social services, committees for refugee management, and school kits for children, etc. Madam Chair, to meet the numerous terrorist attacks in the north of Togo, in particular in the Savana area, the Togolese government has set up a plan with two axes, one which is because of the security or emergency in this country, and then a socioeconomic axis to reduce the vulnerability supported by for the region of the Savana region. The management of this urgent situation in the north of the country requires control over numerous flows as well as increased presence of government bodies is based on clear cooperation, which has always characterized our relation with the HCR and humanitarian issues. And moreover, on a more global basis, the government is continuing to assist all refugees in Togo by granting them nationality on the basis of the right of soil. And this has gone to 1,000 refugee children who were born in Togo and wish to obtain Togolese nationality. Madam Chair, these actions would not have been possible without the very precious collaboration of the High Commissioner And I would repeat here the recognition of our president, Mr. For Ezom Isabe Gnanibise, and all of the Togolese government. I should like to conclude by reaffirming our commitment to cooperate with the HCR and all other partner organizations to ensure more effective and efficient management of humanitarian questions on the basis of priorities determined by the Togolese government. I wish you every success in our work. Thank you very much.
Merci.